All right, let's call our meeting to order at 18:30. Everybody's here and accounted for. Kurt, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, did everybody have a chance to look at the minutes from February 19th?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of February 19th, 2025.
Scott beat me.
Okay, quick. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Firefighter recognitions, Chief?
This was going to be a really short board meeting, and Cassandra had even recommended that we cancel it. But we have quite a few recognitions for firefighters, so we thought would be really good to have the meeting so you guys see some of the stuff that they've been doing.
All right. Yeah, I've got a whole stack here.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
So, first off, Julius Kligman, not here. Landon Freer, not here.
Yeah, you get on him.
Yeah, I think he's on the right
there. Cody Kolvich, not here.
Of course.
Then, for apparatus driver, operator, and pumper, we have Clint Wakefield.
Good job, man. That's great.
Have those math skills come into play.
They helped him out.
That was a joyful job.
And then I have three hazmat technicians.
Holy cow. Mm.
I have Chief Nunn. Ooh. I have Justin Trent and Kirk Arnold.
Outstanding.
They have such a
good
job.
Brutal class.
Good job, guys.
Thanks, sir.
Oh, yeah.
I'm supposed to come back for 11 minutes. That would be.
Yeah.
Do you need a picture?
I took a batch.
You got a picture? Yeah. Okay. Well done.
And then this one, kind of a big deal. Chief Nunn got this in the mail the other day for having national registry for 20 years.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
That's really funny.
I thought it was kind of special.
That's pretty cool.
You stole his.
I don't even have that one.
That was something I never knew even they would recognize.
That's cool. Are there any firefighters to swear in?
Not that we know.
No.
Nobody has identified themselves.
Swear.
Swear. Status report chat.
Okay. We have our current run volume, 256, 78 since the last board meeting. So about 3 days. This is kind of a slower time of year, so I expect that'll pick up very shortly. Last year on this day it was 247, so up 9 from last year. I think the biggest thing to note on our call volume was that we had 19 MVAs over the course of the month. And so whether it was on I-80 or 36, 112, parachute lane, there was a number of MVAs. We practically had one a day. Significant events out of that, well, we had two large-scale extrications and then three deaths on I-80 in the last week. So that's, whether it was weather-related, whether it was there was a medical issue, not they didn't all happen at one time. It was three separate events. We had a smoke in the building, commercial structure fire. At 220 Mill Pond, they had an HVAC unit overheat. We had John Smith's place; his washing machine caught fire.
Oh my God!
And we had a number of weather-related incidents over the past month. Accomplishments: Clint Wakefield been hired for our B shift engineer. That's
congrats.
You all saw that. We did a significant PPE evaluation between Lion Apparel, Fire Decks, and Globe. You'll see new sets of Lion Apparel gear coming through. So we made that decision. We had all the captains were involved in a phone evaluation, so we have new phones in the stations, or in the station. Our skid mount pumps, that bid completion was, bids were completed. Ellen Curtis won that bid. And their, skid mount pumps are assembled in Canada. So you can imagine where that's gone.
That's fun.
HOSA supported event. We supported a HOSA event in Kaysville. Mark, you want to speak to that?
Oh no, it was great. Northville had the most. They supported the event the most with on my team. So we had like, gosh, how many students we had? I think over 100 come through. And then the fact that we had so much help, we were able to just swing right there. We were hour early, I think.
Mark said we'd be there till like 9:30, and by 8.
Yeah,
so it was.
It's a fun event, right?
And we had a good time.
Yeah, it's
so
cool.
It's pretty neat.
Yeah, so I'll do that every year. So I'll send out their notification again.
legislation has been completed, and there were some elements of funding support. Our board workshop coming on Saturday. We'll talk more about that. Clint, Kaylee, Peterson, Dan Gans, and Cody Kolovich went to a fire training in Idaho this past week. And Dan, you want to speak to that for a second?
Sure. It was called March Mayhem, put on by the Tread Rally Fools out there, and it was fantastic training. Everybody took a lot away from it. Those guys were just more than welcoming for us, and yeah, it was a great event. And everybody's ready to go back already, and we just barely got back on Monday. So, yeah, so it's great time.
Awesome.
Some of the planning that's coming up, Recruit Academy is ongoing still, with multiple instructors of ours showing up. We cooked food over the weekend for their academy on Saturday. The investigator class, Captain Arnold is in that. It's still ongoing. Driver training is going continuously. Tooele City Station 3 is opening March 29th. You all are invited to that, as well as everybody out here. next Tuesday, we're sending a Type 6 to Texas with our engine boss, Chief Brown. So they've already asked for that to replenish what people they've got down there. So we're doing a crew swap.
Are we driving it or shipping it?
Driving it.
Be careful down there. Be real careful down there.
That's what we keep hearing. So, pack testing's coming up in April, and Chief Brown and Engineer French Captain Arnold and Engineer French are going to FDIC here at the first week of April. So, we're doing a number of these conferences, whether we're sending Dan and his crew or Arnold and his crew, sending a number of those to conferences this year, getting people out and in different environments and letting them do some additional training.
I will also be out the first week of April at the Utah Government Finance Officer Conference.
That sounds fun.
So.
And in April, I will be going back to Indiana for some time with my mom. That's it. That's our update.
All right.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
What are you guys doing? Are you guys doing your pack test on the same day like you did last year?
It'll be
next week, right?
No, end of April.
But you're doing a training next week.
Yeah. We've got a couple of practices. And then the last week in April is when we kind of do it as a group.
All right.
You want to come?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if I'm not working.
Okay.
If my mom, I'll see you.
Yeah, I think I'm going to come next week to that run around the track.
Yeah.
All right. Fire Marshal Monthly Report.
Buck is out with COVID.
No.
He's not going to join us tonight.
Your voice sounds like maybe you got something going on.
I just got a head cold.
Yeah, sure.
That's, yeah, sure.
Awesome. All right, Kim, do you want to talk about your projects?
Sure.
You get us all sick, I swear.
So SAMHSA wrapped up. That was the paramedic grant. Chief and I had to go back and forth with some things that they needed to close it out. At the end, it was nice because we were able to get the paramedic training, and it brought in like $171,000. So yes, we had to pay for the paramedic class, but it paid for their time, and then it paid for the coverage of their time. So it was kind of a nice grant that supplemented both ways. So that was very helpful. With the change in the administration, obviously you know that some of the FEMA and some of the federal grants are being looked at and combed through to make sure the funding is appropriated correctly. So we did receive on February 25th that the Community Wildfire Defense Grant is just on hold. That was from New West Forest Service. And so we're a sub-recipient. So the Utah Forest Service is who gets the funding, and then we're a sub-recipient from them. And so it's on hold for now. We did get everything paid up to February 25th. So that's nice that we did get that funding. So that's what I was worried about, is just contributing the funding. And they cut the check pretty quick, so I was pretty grateful for that. Along with that, the WIPM grant is on hold, and that was for materials for mitigation, and we were hoping to put those materials and equipment on the Type 1-3 that's coming. And so that's on hold right now, too. We applied for that. That's on hold, so hopefully we'll see if we can get that. The SAFER grant, it's kind of gone back and forth, but they said that everybody that was awarded grant funding was awarded the funding. We just have to be more, we have to show the checks have cleared. We have to show what it paid for and that it actually went to that grant. And so, you know, we have all that information. Before, we didn't have to show the checks cleared. We just had to show invoices and stuff like that. But now we have to show the checks cleared, which is fine. You know, it's just more accounting that we have to do. So those are taking a little bit more time, but they said those grants are still on. The DARA grant, that's for the Type 1, Chief and I drew down all the funds for that. So kind of when other things were going on with notifications for the different things on hold, we went in and we pulled down the money. So we got that. Also, the skid mounts, we drew down the funds for that too. And so we've got all of those funds. And then I did do an application for Road to Zero. Kind of the same as Zero Fatalities, but what I did for is an incident command truck, and I requested $187,000 for that. It was put on hold for a while, but then they said they reinstated it. They reopened it a couple times. I'm kind of like, well, just award the money. Don't reopen it. Just give us the money. But anyway, so what it would be is would be for Chief Brown. So it would be kind of an incident command truck. So with $187,000, it would be a really good truck that's got the bells and whistles and everything on it that, you know, we could help with some of the response on I-80. So we'll cross our fingers we get that. And then there's other little grants that I applied for. So I applied for a stair stepper. I applied for a Nutella grant. I applied for some PPE. It would just be two PPEs. Through Globe, just little grants. I keep applying for what I can, where I can. I'm going to try to apply for an outdoor recreation grant. The outdoor recreation grant is due the end of March. And what I, they allow some equipment to respond to response like to knolls and things like that. So what we could get is a trailer and a side-by-side. And so we can see if we can apply for that. So I'll apply for that. So I apply for whatever I can, where I can, when I can. So cross our fingers that we'll keep up with that. So that's the update on all that.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, wait, one more. Justin French is being awesome. He is going, tomorrow you're going to test for the CDL permit. So he's going to test for the CDL permit tomorrow, and then he should start class on Monday. And so we'll start the CDL class on Monday. So that's pretty exciting, and I'm grateful that he's going through that. And then hopefully we'll get everybody kind of up on that. So that's
awesome. Which truck are you taking, Frenchie?
None.
I don't know yet.
The
first one has a man Monday through Friday.
Are you sure it has a man?
Yeah.
Okay.
The 13 speed manual is the plan. It's our intention for him to train on that.
They also have at the school manuals and automatics, and we'll ask you what you prefer, and manuals are.
Yeah, you don't want an automatic, because if you want to turn around and get one of the manual, you pay another 200 and whatever for the retest. So.
Do you look for NHTSA funding?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they always tell us there's money, and we're like, okay, well. I just had a meeting today. I was like, okay, well, how do I get it?
Road to Zero is part of NHTSA.
I know. We tried to apply, and they're like, oh, you can't apply.
Okay. So I joined them.
Good.
So hopefully I can apply for more stuff. But good. Yeah, I know NHTSA, when I worked at the health department, we did some things with NHTSA there. It's really a lot of funding that is towards car seats and passenger safety and things like that.
Yeah.
I don't know if we want to go that
Well, it's like, I know some are tying it to, like, one state tied it to blood transfusion in ambulances because of trauma that's related on highways. So there's ways around it. We didn't get it, but.
Well, if you're creative, let
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I've kind of looked that up as. A lot of it for safety.
Good.
We get phone calls for that a lot, and we tell them to call the health department. So we prefer
not. Don't blame you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Awesome. Alrighty, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Any public comment?
Yeah.
No. I'm going to say no. No public comment.
No public.
It won't be your last chance. Don't worry. Bill's review?
I'm not.
Oh, did everybody have a chance to look at last month's bills?
Yes.
Any questions? Thank you.
We have no contracts to review, no old business, new business, Chief Nunn's 3-year review and contract renewal.
This is a just a reminder, as far as I have now been here 3 years, and time has flown. But if you want to do any type of review, what did you say that they could do it during the week anytime?
Yeah, if you want to just have a subcommittee do a review, and then you can report on it in a closed session at the next meeting. You just wouldn't report on it in the open session.
But okay.
That's probably the easiest way. Otherwise, if you would like to do it for the full board, you can do a review in a closed session.
Just a thought, and just a reminder. It is an annual contract, so you guys can discuss as you wish.
Awesome. Any preference? What do you want to do?
Want to just talk about it in a closed session?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, that'd be the best.
Be my,
I think so, too.
You want to schedule that for next month?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll do next month. Yeah.
Okay. Chief Nunn Van at IRTA.
So everybody's aware of this here. They sold the house that I'm living in, and so they canceled my contract and said, go find someplace else. So I did. I bought a van. And
you're not living in a van down by the river.
I'm not by the river.
We had a river.
I'm way excited about this. Because it is not my eventual goal. That's not my eventual goal. My intention is to buy property and in one of our communities and then build.
Park
and
your van there.
What?
Park your van there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the idea. But for now, I'm asking for permission to leave it at IRTA.
Okay.
And so if you guys are okay with that.
What kind of van is it?
It's Mercedes. It's sitting
out. Oh, I got you.
If you want to take it,
I got you.
Back here.
It's got shag carpets.
Sweet. Is there like a Western scene on the side?
It is a blank cargo van.
He has like 10 boxes of wool. Something come in the other day.
They've got insulation that's coming in.
Nice. Grateful Dead.
So for right now I'm asking for permission to start it.
Sure.
And that seems to be the most, that's got a good workshop area. That's got.
Do you need to plug it in?
No.
Okay. Put a sheet of carpet.
That's the intention, is to be self-sufficient.
Put a sheet of carpet underneath it for the oil drip.
And hopefully there won't be.
Mercedes.
But I just wanted to cover that so everybody was aware.
How long do you have?
What?
How long do you have?
About. I have 2 weeks.
Wow.
So, been planning this for about 2 months. So, just wanted to make sure everything, I'm making sure everything is, everybody knows about what's going on.
Okay, cool.
Sounds great.
Yep.
Okay, discussion of the EPA fair share objectives for the DARA grant.
Thank you.
So, with the DARA grant, we have to put in our policy of purchasing fair and equitable towards minority groups and women business. So, when we did go out for bid on that, we went through Utah Purchasing, and they already had it in place. Oh. But for us with the DARA grant, we have to show that we put it in place as well. So I did let them know that we did go through Utah Purchasing and they already have that in place. But for us to get the funds, we do have to say that we put it in place as well. And so that's pretty much what it is it just adds a section in there that we would follow the EPA as far as fair and equitable for minorities and for women's businesses.
Do we already have something created?
Yeah, I created a resolution and sent it out.
Oh, okay, that's right. That's right.
You remember. Monday, I think.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, yeah, I see it. Yep.
And it's,
I got you.
Yeah, so the resolution also says that we're going to update the purchasing policy with this section. And
gotcha.
All
yep,
the
I remember that.
Excellent. All right, cool. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay, review of the surplus equipment.
So as Chief Nunn said, we did replace our phone system. So we have these phones now. They're Yeelinks. The Les Olson was the vendor approved at the last board meeting for that. It only took them like 2.5 weeks to get the whole thing
done,
programmed and installed.
Wow.
It was pretty good. So we also have mobile access, everything through an app on our phones.
And it seemed like it was very expensive to put the system in like 8 years ago.
It was like $20,000.
Sure. Now it's just like everybody it's a simplistic system. What was it, $100 and some odd a month?
Yeah, and they gave us the phones for free.
Nice.
Oh, cool.
So we did pull all the old phones. The phone server was removed from the server back, so we are going to surplus the whole ShoreTel system.
Okay.
So the inventory list was also sent to you guys.
Yep.
Excellent. Okay. Oh, it's that time again. Public comment? It's going really fast.
No one online.
No one online, okay. All right, action items. Resolution 2025-09, adoption of the Utah Department of Environmental Quality Fair Share Objectives.
I'll make a motion to approve the resolution 2025-09. Do I have to say the whole thing?
Yep.
No? Okay.
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. And next is the declaration of surplus equipment.
I propose that we approve the declaration of surplus equipment.
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Board calendar.
Okay, so this Saturday we have our board workshop.
8 a.m.
8 a.m. If you could be here promptly at 8 a.m., breakfast will be served.
Oh, thank you.
We'll be ready at 8.
Yep.
Come grab your food, and then we'll just eat while we're working.
Sounds great.
Okay?
Great.
So I'm going to just read through the agenda real quick, and if you guys have anything else, you need to send it to me, like, tonight.
Okay.
Because I need to notice this and put it out. So we'll do our standard openings. We're going to review the North Tooele bylaws, which have not been done since 2010.
Oh.
So we need to update those. We are going to review the updated North Tooele org chart, which I finished last night. Board policies and a couple of payroll policies that just haven't been reviewed in quite a while. These were all sent to you on Monday, so hopefully if you could at least skim through them, get a chance. If you have any, you know, comments, suggestions, come on Saturday prepared with those.
Mm-hmm.
We will just pull them up on the screen. We'll go through them, make all the changes right there, be done.
Great.
Okay.
Great.
The strategic plan, Chief will go over that and see if we have any major changes to it.
Yep. That's really okay. There wasn't any it was just identification of anything that you guys wanted us to focus on or any changes you thought necessary.
Okay. We will go through a current projects review, just update all of our current projects, including grant projects, and a discussion about Kim's position. Wildland program updates and CWDG seasonals. Future projects, tax anticipation loan for 2025, establishment of reserve funds, grant applications, wildland deployments, and then future funding, legislative updates, and investment strategies. So we are hoping to be done around noon, maybe slightly after, depends on how many comments we have.
A lot of these bullet points that she just went through were not intended to be like 45-minute discussions. They're like 5-minute, yes, mm-hmm. yes, yes.
Yep.
That type of thing.
Yeah. So.
Cool.
Okay.
Okay.
Does anyone have anything that struck you right now? Change, add?
Okay. Not at all.
If I don't hear anything by tonight, I'm going to put it out as is.
I love it.
Okay.
Yeah, perfect.
I think about my leg support, I'm going to send my user.
Yeah, I can do that. I also sent you the policies in PDF version in your email. Okay, so I will redo your Lexis.
I talked to LaSalle Sunday. I got
and you got figured out. Yeah. Okay, good. Good to hear.
There was a couple of things I seen from 2010. I thought, we need to change these. We're not
yes.
that type of
and
anymore.
Everyone here is in their Utah.gov email now. Yes, 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 yes.
Yep.
Okay. So we did make that switch too, and okay.
Yeah, as soon as we're working.
All right, April 16th, board meeting. And then, in continuing on in April, we've got spring dumpster days coming up for about 10 days in April 18th to the 28th. We've got County Regional Fire School first weekend of May, spring chipper days after that on the 6th and 7th, Engine Academy the following weekend, and then at the end of May, starting, I think, around the 19th, I want to say, we've got all of our field days. 16th. Yeah. So when we get confirmation of all of the dates and schools, we'll send those out. And if anyone wants to participate, please come.
Great.
So, okay.
Oh, and can we put on April 23rd? I have my fundraiser event. It's going to be at Stansbury.
Is this the...
August 23rd.
August 23rd. Okay.
My community bowl.
Yes.
And it's okay. That's not...
Stansbury days.
And it's going to be at Stansbury. So
it's early this year. So that's
yeah.
nice.
Yeah.
It's great.
And so then, but I want to see if we get a rig there.
Okay.
Because it'll be at Stansbury this
yeah.
year.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
August 23rd, 6 to 9. 6 to 9 p.m.
I do have a question on an email that was sent out about the dress uniforms for mm-hmm. firefighters. Is it for old firefighters too or just new ones? Is it for all?
Just current.
Current is what we were.
Okay.
Because that's also off a grant too.
Right.
Isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Same grant as the
yeah.
PD.
Are you going to try to eventually get it for all firefighters like most departments do, or
are you talking the seniors?
Seniors, yeah.
I hadn't
because if you go to Roe Harrison's funeral,
oh yeah,
there was more seniors there than there were firefighters.
Agreed.
Active firefighters,
okay.
And in Grantsville or any others. So that's why I asked.
I will. I'll try and figure out how to make that happen.
Okay.
Because you're the first person to say anything, Steve, and I hadn't even thought about it.
I'm guessing that most of the seniors don't know about the email change because they just don't go in and look at it.
Probably.
Well, and their email wouldn't have changed.
They wouldn't have gone to Utah?
Oh, theirs is different.
No, theirs is just all their personal emails.
Oh, okay.
It's just the current members that have the Utah.gov. Mm. So they would, yeah.
Okay.
But I don't think the email went to them.
No, it wouldn't have gone to them.
You got it as a board member.
Yeah.
But it didn't go out to the seniors list.
Board members and all
current. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we are, I hate to say it, but we are having firefighters pass
away.
Yeah. And if and if we're not in dress uniforms, you know, we show up in like a Twilla t-shirt.
Right, right.
Or Twilla t-shirt.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right, it's time for public concerns. So, skip the comments. Now we're to concerns. Are there any? None?
Okay.
All right. Do we need a closed session tonight?
No.
Nope. Okay. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I motion that we adjourn the meeting for the 19th of March, 2025.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? We are closed at 19 after.
Whoa.
Wow.
Record.